Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Demonstrators have accused President Macron of spitting in the face of voters as protests broke out across France against his choice of prime minister. The Conservative Michel Barnier was appointed on Thursday, despite a left-wing coalition getting most votes in July's general election. Tens of thousands were on the streets in Paris. The French far-right leader, Jordan Bardella, had this message for President Macron and Mr. Barnier.
Si Monsieur Barnier souhaite être...
If Mr. Barnier wants to be the voice and the driver of the democratic aspirations that were expressed in the elections, then I will judge him on his policies. If, on the other hand, he's the new frontman for Macronism and he continues the policy that was led by Emmanuel Macron and which was very severely sanctioned at the ballot box last July, then this government will fall.
Venezuelan security forces have surrounded the Argentine embassy in the capital Caracas, which is sheltering six Venezuelan political figures opposed to President Nicolas Maduro. Paddy Maguire reports.
Venezuela's foreign ministry has alleged that terrorist acts were being plotted in the building, including assassinations, but did not provide any evidence. The opposition figures inside say they are under siege. The Venezuelan government has also revoked its permission for Brazil, which has custody of the embassy, to represent Argentina's diplomatic interests. Relations between Argentina and Venezuela broke down after disputed presidential elections in July, which gave Mr. Maduro a third term in office. Argentina was among a number of countries that refused to recognise the official result.
Organisers of a protest in Tel Aviv say 500,000 people turned out on Saturday evening to call for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a deal to bring home the remaining hostages held in Gaza by Hamas. Here's Julianne Duplain.
Demonstrations have been held daily since six Israeli hostages were found dead in Gaza just over a week ago, but Saturday's rally was the biggest so far. Relatives of hostages who have died and others who are still being held spoke of their anger at Mr. Netanyahu's hardline stance, which they believe is blocking the release of more Israelis. As long as Netanyahu is in power, we'll keep getting hostages back in body bags, said the mother of one hostage. Despite the protests and the general strike earlier this week, the Prime Minister remains resolute, insisting that any concessions to Hamas would be immoral and insane.
The heads of the US and the UK foreign intelligence services have warned that the international world order is under grave threat in the face of an assertive Russia. The CIA director, William Burns, revealed that there was a genuine risk in the first year of the war in Ukraine that Russia was prepared to use tactical nuclear weapons and that he sent messages warning Moscow of the consequences. This is the latest world news from the BBC. The Kenyan authorities say some of the children who were missing after a devastating fire at a boarding school have now been found. But a government spokesman says at least 21 are confirmed to have died after flames tore through a boy's dormitory. DNA tests need to be carried out on some of the bodies as they were so badly burnt. There's been a turnout of 48% in the presidential election in Algeria, where Abdelmajid Tebboune is widely expected to win a second term. Polls stayed open for an extra hour to boost turnout. President Tebboune, who's backed by the military, has promised to tackle high unemployment if he wins again. His opponents are a moderate Islamist and a socialist. The Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar has won the top prize at the prestigious Venice Film Festival. He was awarded the Golden Lion for The Room Next Door. Anna Aslam reports.
Pedro Almodóvar was all smiles as he kissed his latest trophy.
I mean, it's a dream. I'm very happy, very happy.
The Room Next Door is Almodóvar's first film in English, although he said the spirit of the movie is definitely Spanish. It stars Tilda Swinton and Julianne Moore and follows their character's friendship as one of them, a war correspondent with terminal cancer, chooses to end her life. Almodóvar used his acceptance speech to defend euthanasia. He said dying with dignity was a fundamental right for every human being. But he's not the only one who didn't shy away from difficult subject matter at this year's festival. Films that looked at white supremacy, abortion, the mafia, and Brazil's military dictatorship were all in the running for the coveted Golden Lion.
The world number two in women's tennis, Arina Sabalenka, has beaten Jessica Pegula 7-5, 7-5 to win the US Open women's final. For Sabalenka from Belarus, this is her third Grand Slam singles title after twice winning the Australian Open. The American Pegula was competing in her first major singles title.